Go to Zechariah chapter 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do I get, can I have about two people that are filled with the Holy Ghost to go someplace with me tonight? Amen. All we need about one. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I believe that God's about to do something wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God has to say. So say, I'm going to catch. Say, either way, I'm going to be blessed. All right. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. How many Zerubbabel people do we have out there tonight? Amen. How many Zerubbabel? How many have ever heard that teaching that we did, the spirit of Zerubbabel? Well, I was just sitting up there thinking, I saw that CD out there and I forgot what that thing was all about. I'm going to have to listen myself. But early this week, we were looking through the thing and that spirit of Zerubbabel thing started to glow to me. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Holy Ghost people, hear what the Spirit of God has to say. That spirit of Zerubbabel CD started to glow at me sometimes, and I didn't even know that was the Holy Ghost trying to clue me in on something.
Oh, thank you.
Then we get out of here tonight, you know, so many things that open up the Word of God, and God said, you just go over here, and who knows what's going to be there. Holy Ghost, meaning you have to go as the Spirit leads you to go.
Yeah.
Many times we get up here and we try to plan out what we're going to share on Friday night. Holy Ghost going to change it anyhow.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. So it's good to stay full of the Word. So you're able to give the people what God would have them to hear.
Yes. Amen.
Bless the Lord. And this might just be for me tonight, amen? But I'll share it with you if you want it, amen?
Amen.
But I'm already blessed just with the thought of it, amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word. Somebody say the word.
The word.
Somebody say the word.
The word.
You tell you what, send me the word. And the word will lift you out of every circumstance. The word will lift you out of every condition. The word will change any situation. The word will change any season. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When nothing seems like it's going, sent his word.
Hallelujah.
Bible also says God sent his word and healed every one of their diseases. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever God wants to do something, he sends the word. When he wanted to redeem mankind, he sent Jesus. And Jesus was what? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Somebody say, Jesus Christ is the Word. He's the living Word. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so many of us in this geographic area, so many of us in this situation, just sitting here waiting to hear from heaven. God, what would you have us do? Whatever you say, we'll do it.
Amen.
How many of you getting that way? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you find yourself obeying God in strange hour, doing strange things? Amen. Somebody, it saves you a lot of energy, a lot of time just obeying the Holy Ghost. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. And here's the word of the Lord to us gathered. And if you're in here tonight, it's for you too. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Get a hold of it. Get it deep on the inside of your spirit. You'll be blessed by it and you'll be able to live on it. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. I guess we're right ready to pick up where we left off along. Go get that CD and tell me what the date is on. I think it's the first one in the rack. I'm just trying to find this out. How many of you glad that, Brother Jesse, we can run every now and then?
Hey,
we still got some time to run. We're just checking this out.
Hallelujah.
We found out there's something to date.
Amen.
There are some things to date. You can check date. God is right on schedule. He's right on time. He does exactly what he wants to do. This is some wild stuff. You know, I'm finding myself freaked out. Every date means something.
Amen.
Every date means something. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to
I was
God.
Having a lunch today with Sister Ruthie and Dearman and Jane Redden, and we were just shouting about what God is doing. I mean, some of you people don't even realize what's going on. Don't you know the whole world centered to the spot where Jesus Christ was born?
Amen.
Then those Arabs are running from the Jews, ran to Jesus, ran up there in the temple to the place of Jesus. Found shelter in Jesus.
Amen.
They ran to the tomb, to the birthplace of Jesus for a place of refuge.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the world right now, CNN, every TV station you know of, is focused on the spot. Somebody say glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, on the spot where Jesus is born. I hope this is the right. Oh, glory. Bubba da ba ba da woo shike ba ha ta ha. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hey, somebody say it's a new day. This is the first Sunday in the year of 2000. Somebody say the spirit of Zerubbabel.
Spirit of Zerubbabel.
My. How many of you want to get a piece of that? Amen. I might just sow it for those that want to hear it. Amen. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Woo! Nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? My. Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And he shall bring forth the headstone, therefore. With what?
Shouting.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He shall bring forth the head forth with shouting, crying. Somebody say grace.
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 Unto it.
Unto
somebody
it.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. Somebody say glory to God. Hands that start stuff will always finish it within you with God. Amen. Is the author and the finisher of our faith. Somebody say, thank God. And so many of you got some things that God started and look like it's all over. If God started it, he'll finish it. He doesn't leave anything undone. Somebody say, praise God. You know, he just doesn't say, forget it halfway along the way. If God started a promise, that you, listen, the moment he spoke it into your heart, the moment that you heard it, he started something. The moment that you heard a good thing that God did, that somebody say, that started it. Everybody has seen people getting arguments and stuff like when we were kids, we used to fight our brothers and sisters. Now you're starting stuff, amen. But that's the same thing with God. So say hallelujah. He starts whispering promises in your heart. Amen. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that word, amen, that word will quicken you. Somebody say the word will quicken you. That means it'll start some stuff in you. How many had God start some stuff?
Amen.
God said, I started. And some of you sitting up there because ain't nothing happened the last couple months or the last couple years, last couple seasons. It just sat dormant. So we say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God started some stuff. You think ain't nothing going on. God said, I'm ready to finish the stuff that I started in your life.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's ready to get undone stuff done. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. He hadn't forgot us. He hasn't left us all by ourselves. God's ready to finish right where he left off. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, this is a Holy Ghost meeting. Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? We might as well leave it alone, shouldn't we?
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God.
Oh,
I believe
God.
The devil's got to pay us back big time.
God.
I believe the devil's got to pay for a lot of stuff he tried to do. God spoke some things. We got to start listening to the words of prophecy that were spoken in the year 2000. Amen. Because I believe this is now the season, amen, when those words are going to come to pass and start to manifest. Hallelujah. Somebody say, oh, came and oh, my God, my God, my God. So I don't understand. 2002. Oh, my Lord, get ready, church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my word, get ready. We were believing God for a word we thought we missed.
Amen.
And I said, well, maybe, you know, I saw the number 20,000 by 2,000.
Praise you, Jesus.
Maybe it was just 20,000 too. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank
you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
Say bless God for the Holy Ghost.
Bless God.
God can do anything. God wants to do something.
Yes.
He wants to blow. We've gone through some stuff and you've gone through some stuff, but we've got to get our faith to God's level.
Amen.
And get on with it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, listen, he said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know the Lord thy God of hosts has sent me unto you. For he who hath despised the days of small beginnings. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, we get ready to have church in here. We might just read this thing and go on home because I don't think anybody can understand what we're talking about. Amen. For who hath despised the days of small beginning? For they shall rejoice and see the and shall see the plummet of the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. Woo, glory, with those seven. Count it up. Dinga Damanasahai. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God, my. How many originals you got here? Hallelujah. Bangandona Moseke Mahanaha. And they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be those two olive branches which through the old golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these things be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered me. Then said he, these are the two. Somebody say glory to God. Y'all, this is getting too out there for me. Amen. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones. He'd been trying to speak about these anointed ones for me for about 2 weeks now. He'd been starting to speak to me about these two. I'm saying it's about time to see those two boys stand up. Somebody say glory. Oh, ho. Somebody say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
See, oh, my Lord. Something's about to happen. Something's about to happen. Somebody say something's about to happen. What are these? These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're about ready to close up some stuff. How about you? Somebody say not by might,
nor by power,
but by
my spirit,
says the Lord. Glory to God. Somebody say,
This mountain
shall be
made a plain.
So say, this mountain shall be removed. How many of y'all ready to cross the river?
Amen.
For the first time in 5 years, calling yourself Nations Church and never had one service over there. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
This mountain shall be removed. But how is this mountain going to be removed? See, God might want to interrupt some things in our life. Amen. Amen. He might want to interrupt some things and do some things his way. Amen. God wants to move by his spirit and do some miraculous things. And what do we have? Somebody say, get ready.
For a mighty move
of the Holy Ghost. Now, God's been planning in the hearts of several individuals that God's about to do something. Amen. And we need to be open for it. Amen. We need to be prepared and ready. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody and say, are you ready?
Are you ready?
For a move of God. Now, just start to bless the Holy One. Just start to give God thanks. Get ready. People are starting to get in position. Some of you need to listen to not just every little flaking Looney Tune that rises and gets a TV show. Amen. Amen. But you need to listen to people that have proven themselves throughout the years. Amen. Through faithfulness. Also through suffering. Amen. And I'm talking about through suffering through the good and bad and kept on doing what God told them to do. Amen. Those things are about to come to pass. They're going to be. Somebody say, thank God for Holy Ghost meetings. Let's go on up to that level.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The witnesses are gathered. Something's about to happen over there. Amen. But we're going about to see. There are going to be two strong anointings in this next hour. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Two very strong anointings in this hour, which the world, amen, has never seen the likes of before. Amen. Just start to bless God and pray in the Holy Ghost. This anointing will increase. Amen. God's about to pour out his spirit throughout the entire earth as like we've never seen before. Amen. God's about to do supernatural things. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. He's about to release the spirit of Zerubbabel. Amen. That God's will might be done. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say the latter rain. Somebody say the former. And the latter rain. Together. Two anointings about to hook up. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. We're finding out the news just like you. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say the former and the latter reign together. Now mark these things. I won't get out of church. I'm going to have a Holy Ghost service tonight, and I want to let God do whatever he wants to do, but I want to get out of here so I can hear that CD. Amen? Hallelujah. So I can hear that CD. Actually, somebody say glory to God. I speak and I prophesy. Y'all know we don't get out there, but I speak and I prophesy, and I'm prophesying this direction. Amen. I prophesy two strong anointings shall manifest in this next hour. Amen. Two very strong anointings shall manifest this on one of a latter day and one of a new day of the likes we've never seen before. And people say, this one's so fresh. This one's so new. This one's so wild. How could that one from the last day hook up with this new one? It's the latter and the former reign together. Somebody say glory to God. The thing which God is about to do and the thing which he's already done, hooking up together. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Watch it manifest. Hallelujah. Somebody say those are the witnesses. Amen. Those are the anointed ones that God's about to use in this final hour. Somebody say glory to God. God's getting ready to consummate this thing. We're about ready to get out of here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're about ready. I'm talking the truth. Church is about ready. People sitting up here looking at what's going on over there in Israel. They don't have nothing to do with you whatsoever. Amen. Amen. They will be saved by God's hand and God's hand alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But as for the church, we got our own ticket. Amen. We got our own thing to do. We got to preach the gospel to every nation. Glory to God.
Amen.
Not separating and dividing ourselves and going through all this stuff. This one's more important than that one. Amen. Preach it everywhere and manifest the glory of God and the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
And let's get ready and get out of here.
Yes.
Somebody say, let it flow.
Let it flow.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we better say yes. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Say, yes, Lord. Those things which God spoke. Somebody say hallelujah. They're fresh in my heart right now. Amen. Those things which God spoke in the last wave of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. About things God moving and pouring his Spirit out in grocery stores. Those things shall manifest. Glory
amen.
To God. Those things shall happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Healing's happening in the hospitals. Glory to God. Somebody say a great shaking. Amen. By the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Yeah, yeah. And people are saying they're trying to get that big old thing down there downtown, the compact center. What they going to do about that? They won't get it ready in time. Amen. They'll be on time, but God's going to move before it happens. That will be nothing. The churches are going to grow. The churches are going to increase. There's going to be a mighty move of the Spirit of God that this nation's never seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. Just as in days of old, glory to God, as when Charles Finney walked and moved in the anointing of the Holy Ghost and John Wesley and many others, God's going to pour out his Spirit soon. Somebody say hallelujah, and you will be right in the middle of it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Get ready. Somebody say get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Somebody say get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready and get your arms open. God's about to give you finance. Glory to God. God's about to give you provision. Amen. God's about to give you provision and authority. Amen.
Amen.
That you might be able to do what he wants you to do and go where he wants you to go. Somebody say a quick word.
A quick word.
Will he do in the last day? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm finished. Glory to God. I got to leave it alone. It's too wild for me too, honey. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, get blessed. Say, get blessed. With a shout. Somebody say hallelujah. How will you know that last day anointing? How will you know that last day anointing? There'll be grace. Somebody say grace.
Grace.
That means there'll be moves of the Holy Ghost. Grace. You know those greats and the moves of God come in the room and makes you do things you wouldn't normally do. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So that these will be the signs that you can look out to find the last day anointing. Amen. Supernatural graces of God falling, the real anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Somebody say, all of a sudden you'll be sitting in a service and all of a sudden the power of God will come through the place.
Praise
Somebody
God.
Say, spirits and moves of God. Amen.
God.
Flows. Some say flows.
Hallelujah.
You know, when we talk about having those Holy Ghost fits, those are graces that God puts in different charisms and different spirits. Amen. Different moves of the Spirit. That will be one of the manifestations of the last day revival. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And also shouting.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God always brings them out with a shout.
Yes.
Glory to God. Somebody say with a shout. People want to be all quiet and conservative. These people are going to be moving with a shout and mighty
Amen.
Graces. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
So let it be.
Thank you.
Somebody say, finish what you started.
Oh, finish
what you started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Why don't you just stand up and bless the Lord right where you are. Hallelujah. Just stand up and bless the Lord. Just stand up and bless the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Somebody say, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Go on and get blessed. All you got, you don't have to do nothing but get blessed. And watch what God does. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Oh, some of you, God wants to use. Some of you, the Lord wants to use.